comes Von Miller. Miller's got him, and for the second time today, slams him to the turf.
Shotgun snap, blitz on the way. DeMarcus Ware, quick pressure, and DeMarcus Ware with another sack.
Takes a snap, quick throw, right side pass, intercepted. This is a keep to leave at midfield. Blitz on the way, Carr, quick throw. He's going to be intercepted. Chris Harris shooting in the foot race.
The Pro Bowl selections have just come out, and we're here with some instant analysis with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. I'm Phil Milani, and Matt, four players from the Broncos selected this year. What'd you think?
I think it was no surprise that Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr. both made the team. You think about those two guys, and arguably, most likely the best cornerback duo of any on any team in the NFL going right now. Up until last week, hadn't allowed a 300-yard passer, so they were definitely no-brainers. Look at Von Miller. 10-sack performance so far this year. Another guy who has been a stalwart on this defense as far as the pass rush is concerned from start to finish. The one surprising fact I thought was DeMarcus Ware. Not that he wasn't deserving, because he is. You think about it. 9-time Pro Bowler. 2 straight years he's made the Pro Bowl. But just the resilience that he's had to show to make this team. He's had to fight through that back injury. The things that he's had to do to make this team have been certainly impressive.
Yeah, 4 guys, all from the top-ranked defense in the NFL. Nobody from the offensive side of the ball, and maybe missing a couple of guys from that defense.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that no one on the offensive side made it. I mean, you could probably make a case for Emmanuel Sanders as with his numbers and as resilient as he's been, but Demaryius Thomas, touchdowns are down, drops are up. I can see why he didn't make it, but there's a couple of snubs, and they're both from the defensive side. I mean, you start with Malik Jackson up front, and I think part of it is that in the voting process, they don't know what to make of 3-technique defensive ends. Unless you've got otherworldly numbers like J.J. Watt has, it's going to be biased towards the 4-3 ends, because those are pass rushers and those are the guys who are generally going to have the bigger sack totals. So someone like Malik Jackson, he has 5.5 sacks, 7 passes deflected at the line of scrimmage. No one else has more than 5. People really haven't figured out how to, you know, incorporate that into their Pro Bowl selection. And even though I think Malik Jackson is very deserving of a Pro Bowl bid, he wasn't on the list. And also Brandon Marshall, he's been outstanding against the run. We saw the big play that he had in Kansas City in week 2. Good in coverage as well. A leader on the best defense in football. I think his was a significant snub from this Pro Bowl roster. And, you know, 4 is a good collection of Broncos, but I think the defense should have had more.
Yeah, maybe with those two guys in particular, it takes a year to get noticed and then another year to make it into the Pro Bowl. Last year, the Broncos had more players than any other NFL team at the Pro Bowl. This year, just 4. But then again, guys, they don't want to be playing in the Pro Bowl. Of course, they want to be playing in the big game 1 week later. Okay, that's been some instant analysis with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. I'm Phil Milani.